A court commissioner has ordered a competency evaluation for one of the two Waukesha girls accused in the stabbing of a classmate. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, the suspects appeared in separate hearings Wednesday afternoon in a Waukesha courtroom.
Media from as far away as New York were at the Waukesha County Courthouse for a status update hearing for two 12-year-old girls. They're charged as adults in the stabbing of a 12-year-old classmate. The girls are accused of plotting to kill their friend to please a fictional horror character, stabbing her in the woods and leaving her for dead. Attorney Anthony Cotton represents one of the suspects. He asked that his client receive an exam to determine whether she understands the charges brought against her. The result could determine the next move.
Certainly anytime somebody's mental health is examined and studied, that can play into whether it's appropriate to have this case in the juvenile system or in the adult system. There are many more services available in juvenile court system than there are in the adult criminal system.
Cotton would not say exactly what he's seen from his client that called for him to ask for the exam, only that it is needed. Both girls are being charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide as a party to a crime. If found guilty in adult court, the preteens could face up to 65 years in prison. Both Cotton and Joseph Smith, the attorney for the other alleged attacker, say their clients' families are remorseful.
I'm mindful of the fact that the victim suffered some significant injuries, and I join my client's family and wishing the victim a swift recovery.
Smith did not ask for a competency exam, although he says that could be an option in the future. He says he'll move to have his client's case tried in juvenile court rather than the adult system. The girl's next court appearance is scheduled for July 2nd. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.